Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome back.
To another episode.
Sacred things.
Of Shenanigans.
How y'all doing?
It's the strength of she.
Hey.
We should do a cipher one day.
Hey.
We should.
I'd be ready. Just let me know ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, no. It'll,
so I can
we'll
come
be prepared.
With my rhyming pants on.
Yeah.
Rhyming pants? My rhyming pants.
What do they look like?
You know, they just comfortable.
Oh, okay.
They comfortable, but they tight a little bit so they can keep me concentrating.
Yeah, keep you in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I need a good cipher in my life.
Look, I can only imagine.
Me rapping?
Us rapping. what our rap
Yenny?
Would sound? Yenny?
Listen.
Yenny might have some bars.
They wouldn't be ready.
Papa might have some bars. Papa be
trying us in our text, so I know Papa got some bars.
Papa has to, because Papa's slick with it sometimes.
Right. Look, real
gotta
slick.
Hit him real quick.
Oh. We'll be waiting, Papa.
Okay. We'll do a cipher one day.
Yeah. That'll be the icebreaker.
Yes. Speaking of icebreaker,
yes,
we're going right into it. All right. This week's icebreaker is, if you had to recite a song, word for word, and your life depended on it, what song would it be? Mine would be Big Papa by Biggie Smalls. Mm-hmm. What would y'all's be?
I don't know if this is considered a song, but I feel like growing up, it always had a rhythm. But I sing ABCs.
What? I know you lying. I know she just didn't say no ABCs.
I mean,
did she
it
say
is
ABCs?
Song. Yes, I said ABCs. Who messes up on the ABCs?
Jenny, why do you give me so much ammo to use against you?
Yo,
Jenny, why would you
your fans have been clowning you since last episode. So
they have.
Because they're still trying to understand
why you don't know Ivy Park.
Okay, let's get past that. Let me. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. It would be Drake, Worst Behavior.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. I think mine would be, which one?
You know a lot of songs, though.
I know a lot of songs. And I'm like, who do I want to be today? That's a good one. Jay-Z, 99 Problems.
Mm. Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love Jigga.
I do too.
That's why I was going through. I'm like, which album do I pick from?
Yeah, because no, that's a good one. So I got Biggie. We gonna be dun, 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 dun. He gonna be vibing. We gonna be vibing, you know. And Aisha got Jigga. You can't go wrong with Jigga Man.
Yeah.
And then here come Jenny with the ABC.
I said Drake. If my life depended on it, I'm going to pick something easy to sing.
I'm going to sing these alphabets and we're going to get it popping.
Either
huh?
You're going to join in or not.
Or not.
It's a sing-along.
Drake.
Drake Worst Behavior. Mm-hmm.
He got a new song. Have y'all heard it? I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
Lemon Pepper Freestyle, whatever it's called.
What?
Lemon Pepper Freestyle.
It's called Lemon
you know
Pepper
that,
something.
That, How new is it?
No, like it just dropped like Friday.
Oh, never mind it.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pull that up in the car.
I know. Is that the song with him and Rick Ross?
I don't know. I feel like he dropped multiple songs. I could be wrong. I know, but I do know he has one with Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Because my Apple Music usually tells me. It ain't told me shit.
It didn't tell me about Bruno and Anderson .Paak. That's your homework, Jenny. You have to. And you gotta watch the video. Bruno and Anderson .Paak new song.
Is this a new album?
Leave the Door Open. Who?
Scary Hours? Scary Hours 2? Drake? This is a new album, Jenny. How did we miss this?
You know.
Oh, no, it's not. Maybe it was a, I don't know what this is. What they calling these?
What is it?
EP?
What does it look like?
It's three songs on here.
What does it look like?
It's blue.
Oh, no. I think I have heard it. Some Little Baby maybe. Yeah. I was right.
That's three songs on here. What's next? Wants and Needs featuring Lil Baby and then Lemon Pepper Freestyle, Rick Ross.
Lemon Pepper Freestyle. This song sounds like it'd be good. I just imagine like Rick Ross eating lemon pepper wings while he recording. His food nasty though. What's that place called? Wingstop. Is that what his place is
that's
called?
That's his place?
What's his
you
place?
Know, I don't know. Wingstop.
I'm pretty sure.
And they wet lemon wings pepper. They wet lemon pepper like and it. You dip them things in ranch.
Wait, is it Wingstop?
I think it is because you always say you don't like it.
All the time. Every time.
Or is it no, it's not that place.
I think it's Wingstop.
Let me see. Rick. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I heard about that, but
does Rick Ross
really
own Wingstop? He sets on 25 Wingstop franchises, mostly in the South. But yeah. Hmm. And he usually mentions the chicken wing outlets and lemon pepper wings in his music, is what Google says.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't like it, but I just imagine
them wet lemon pepper boneless. Wet. You gotta get
why don't
wet,
you why don't you
dry,
like them? I mean, well, before I stopped eating chicken, I never had them before, but they always look good.
They look better than they taste to me.
Uh-huh.
They just don't hit for me.
Okay.
I need more. Like, I don't know. I don't like them.
You can get the right flavors.
I had lemon pepper.
Or hot. Their hot are good.
Maybe they changed the recipe. It's been many years since I ate. I probably ain't had Wingstop since like 2015, 2016.
Shit. I had them last year.
I just be thinking of other wing places like Wings and Seafood. My
Wings
God.
And Seafood Ooh. Now. Ooh. But see, that's why I'm like, I like boneless from Wingstop. But Wings and Seafood, get that honey garlic pepper.
That's the one.
And the lemon pepper.
That sounds
with
good.
A side, with a side of shrimp fried rice.
That's the one.
Ooh,
shout out to Wingstop.
No.
That sounds
shout
so
out
good.
To Seafood and Wings. You just said shout out to Wingstop.
I meant shout wings out to and Wings seafood. And Seafood. I'm not well. Okay. Yeah, shout out to Wings and Seafood.
Yes.
Shout out to Wingstop too, you know.
You know, we ain't hating.
I ain't eating.
You gotta get the boneless.
But somebody is.
You gotta get the boneless wings.
All right. Well.
Maybe I'll try them one day.
I'll get you some, Yenny.
Okay.
I'll bring you some ranch.
You gonna eat some chicken?
You know, I don't know.
Let me tell you who got the best chicken in the city, though. Y'all wanna know?
Who? You always say this.
Y'all wanna know who it is? Aisha got the best chicken in the city.
Oh my gosh. Oh y'all. My gosh.
The best.
When you gonna drop that recipe?
Don't do it for free. I know that.
I mean, I can drop
well,
the recipe.
Well, when you gonna give it to me?
But it still don't be like mine.
When I say,
when you gonna give it
you know
to me?
You know I was gonna say you. Hmm. You know I was gonna say you.
No, I thought you was gonna say something else. I thought you was gonna say something else.
When you gonna give
else.
It to me?
Yenny, you're
what
not gonna.
What you gonna do with
but
it?
Not it's gonna
like,
use it?
But the thing is, it's like. I mean,
I'll just make you some.
No, I want to know how to. I mean, even
but
though
why?
I may not eat chicken, I may want to make it for somebody. I know a lot of people that eat chicken. We'll talk about it later.
You gotta get them things crispy though. Man, I made some good ass wings this week too. They just all be different.
Don't torture Jenny.
They just all be different.
Don't
are you gonna give me the recipe or what?
And I made them so good. You gonna, I almost invited a nigga over. You ate today?
Ooh, when the last time you asked somebody that? You be asking a type of question?
You know, I be wanting to.
I'm surprised.
I be wanting to.
You don't you seem ate, like the
you
type.
You ate today? I'm cooking.
You different. You don't seem like the type.
You want some dinner? Oh, I'll bring you a plate.
I actually don't give a fuck about what y'all eating, so I don't know why she asking that.
You
don't be caring about what they eating, girl. You don't yes, be caring. Do. You don't got time for that.
What do you mean?
You busy.
I am busy, but so, if I'm cooking and I want them to drop off a package, I can have some prepared.
He got to leave with a package. If you going to drop something off, gonna, I'm okay with you leaving with
I'll
one.
I'll feed you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll feed you.
I like that.
Never mind. But I sure asked. I was like, you got your lunch? Did you have lunch? I'm gonna warm up some food. He's like, oh, there's my lunch in the car.
Okay. Oh, I know who you asking questions like that to, so don't even worry about it. Okay, I already know.
Look, because I cook for them once, they're going to keep asking me to cook again.
They like stray dogs. They be coming back. It's like a boomerang.
When you making that again?
It's like a boomerang. You just throw it out. They come back. I'm like, the crispy chicken.
Tomorrow, you want it?
She even made a cauliflower steak.
Yes.
And it was so good. It was fire.
Crispy.
It was fire. But that chicken been a delicacy for almost 11 years. It has been a staple in our friendship, okay? A very pivotal moment.
Oh, my God.
I have watched the chicken just progress, yes, you know?
It has progressed.
I have watched it just, oh, she used to dip it in the bags of flour and just shake it up.
I can do it. Old school. Yes. I can do it in the oven. It's still going
to
be
good. You want me to buy a pack of chicken? I got just enough money for that. Okay. That was back in our 2010 days.
Man, we ain't had no money.
But we was making it work.
Yep.
We was making it work. Well, you know, we always like when y'all chime into our icebreakers. So let us know what song you would rap or sing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pick either one. Maybe you want to do a Twinkle Twinkle Little Star like Yenny.
If your life depended on it, you want something easy. You want something easy.
Because if you slip up, you can't mess up.
You're dead.
It's a rap.
You're dead.
It's a rap.
Your rap is a rap.
Your rap is a rap.
It's done.
Just let it go. Yes, but chime in with us and let us know at shenanigans_pod. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Don't worry. If you missed it, you can just rewind this. And I'm going to tell you again at the end.
Yeah.
Just so you know, just so you know. And we're going to hop into our hot top. And we're going to hop into it. Because.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we call it that now?
You want to call it a hot toddy? Yeah. We actually can. Just for you.
Hop into the hot toddy.
We're going to hop into the hot toddy. Oh, that is what it's called now.
Oh, just
for Yenny. Whatever Papa wants, Papa
gives. Thank you. Papa happy. Papa real happy.
Papa take care of her girls.
And her girls take care of her. So we're going to hop into the hot toddy. Now, if you have been living under a rock, then that's the only way that you could have missed. The content that we have been dropping.
You're not following the right people.
You know, since March 1st.
I.e. us.
We have been dropping some things because we have started a new campaign. Mm-hmm. It is called Be Seen. And today we just gonna, you know, chop up basically the purpose of the campaign, mm-hmm. you know, why we want to do it, all of those types of things. We've basically been just dropping images, trying to, you know, tackle the struggles of being a woman, being a Black woman, in all different types of spaces and, you know, being seen. It's hard out here, mm-hmm. you know, being women. And we just want to, that's what we do. We just tackle those, you know, those issues. We highlight them. We challenge them. And we're going to talk about it today. So, the first question that I have for y'all is, in what spaces have you felt like you weren't or you haven't been seen?
Ooh. You know, I could go on and on and on, but I'll pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in my career,
mm-hmm.
like while I feel like I've always been able to navigate my career to others, quote unquote, easily. Like I've always been able to find a job that I want type of thing. But once I am in those jobs, usually have teams that don't look like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it can be hard to advocate for myself to want more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, advocate that I deserve more for the type of work and experience and knowledge that I bring to each of those places. And I often feel boxed in.
Yeah.
Where there are always, in every job, people that weren't as experienced as me, didn't have the same degrees as me, didn't have the same background, but they were over me.
Mm.
Or they were my boss and demanded more of me and different things like that. And so everywhere I've had went, have had to fight to be literally be seen so that I can get paid more, so that I can get a promotion, so I can get new opportunities, and really be acknowledged for the work that I'm actually doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Yenny?
Hmm. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Can you ask the question again? Mm-hmm. Like, which space that we haven't been felt have felt seen the most? That
or
we haven't felt seen the most?
Yeah.
Okay. I would probably say in like relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say in relationships, and I think that I've always felt like, oh, like, you know, I'm experiencing the same thing with different people. And I know that part of it, you know, has to do with me following through with the boundaries that I set with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think over time, me feeling like, okay, well, is it something that I'm doing wrong, or me feeling like why people aren't seeing, like, why they aren't seeing such of a, like, this person that I am, and I keep having to deal with like the same situations. And so I feel like I've always had to fight for, okay, this is who I am, this is what I can bring to the table, and me just feeling like it's going unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I feel like I've always had to, like, put myself out there, but then feeling like I'm not really getting, like I'm not getting, not necessarily the attention that I want, but the acknowledgement, I guess. Like, it just kind of seems like people are, like, I feel overlooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Definitely. I agree. Mm-hmm. I think in both spaces, mm-hmm. I felt like that. I definitely was going to say with men.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told my friends this before. Like, I was like, I feel like men don't see me. Mm-hmm. Like, they may see, like, what I look like and all right. of that, but, mm-hmm. like, me, I just don't think that they mm-hmm. really see me, because I mean it's not that I don't have a lot of experience with men like really hitting on me,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't been hit on in a while, and granted there's a panty outside,
mm-hmm.
but I just, even before that, I mm-hmm. felt like that. I was like, yeah. I think either people assume that I have somebody, mm-hmm. and it's like, that's stupid, you don't like a little competition,
mm-hmm.
but don't be weak, yeah. but or they just, oh, I'm the homie, because mm-hmm. I give off homegirl vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they see me as a friend, but mm-hmm. not like romantically.
Yeah.
And so that has been kind of a struggle
mm-hmm.
for me. Or they just don't take me seriously if I am being honest and blunt with them mm-hmm. about what it is that I want. I think that they either think that I'm playing mm-hmm. or people just really don't know how to handle that honesty when it comes to expressing yourselves, because mm-hmm. I'm a yeah. pretty expressive person, and I have to understand, like, people aren't always very black
like
and
that.
White.
Right.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you know me, I just, well, I have
throw
to.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, I just have to throw it out mm-hmm. there. And then at work, too, there's different ways that healthcare professionals can be rewarded, and I've seen mm. so many people that I'm like, I'm really not trying to be funny, but I know that I'm better at my job than they are.
Yeah.
And they have been getting recognized for so many things, and it makes me second guess, like, what am I doing
right.
that people are not noticing
yeah.
what it is that I'm doing?
Yeah.
And that is so frustrating, because it makes you second guess the work that you're doing or your capability
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it messes with your confidence because you don't, you're
right.
guessing yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think another thing, like, when it comes to men, like, yes, like, you know, I'll, like, people will try to talk to me or, you know, hit on me or whatever, but I think when it goes beyond that, like, people aren't being intentional, like,
mm-hmm.
about getting to know me,
yeah.
you know, and asking certain questions that I would ask because I truly want to get to know you. So it makes me feel like, you know, like, do I not matter, or like mm-hmm. do you not think that I'm, like, you know, a good enough person for you to truly get to know? Which I mean, I know that's not true, but you know when I was younger, I used to feel that way, like, well, dang, like, you know, that's not, it's not that I thought, okay, well, that's all you want is like sex, or you only see me as like a sex object or whatever, but it's just like, okay, well, what is it about me that gives you a vibe like, okay, I'm not worthy of getting to know more of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah.
And I think that's just because people are just so selfish. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I have those problems too. I think people see me in like the things that I post on social media and they're like, oh, she looks like a good time. So mm-hmm. I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's other things about me besides, right. you know,
fun.
Just, yeah. Just yeah. hanging out. I got different layers. Why you don't want to know that? Mm-hmm. Or even with men in relationships, it's like, and I feel like this happens with a lot of women, but they may be in a space where they're with you because they're trying to get something out of you, mm-hmm. and not necessarily like in a bad way, mm-hmm. not necessarily to misuse you, but you know, you have something that they may need or that you mm-hmm. can provide, and then they see that and mm-hmm. they don't see anything yeah. past
that
yeah mm-hmm. and that is such a struggle too.
Me and a different friend were just talking the other day, and she was just saying how she had felt like her confidence had been kind of low because when she would go out or go out with different friends, you know, she wasn't being hit on mm-hmm. and she wasn't being approached and different things like that. And she felt like it was because she doesn't wear like all the makeup mm-hmm. and the weaves and, you know, got this kind of body and that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, that messes with women too, because mm-hmm. how can I authentically show up as just mm-hmm. myself?
Yes.
My, you know, just me mm-hmm. without all the extra, and literally feel like people don't see me in that way. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like I need to do something else.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's hard. That's hard to deal with because you want to be noticed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You want to. And so it's hard when, like, why do I have to change something about myself for other people to see me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah. It's like, what if I don't want to look like that?
Exactly.
And be all the extras, but I want the attention.
Right.
Because that feels nice to have too. And so do I have to do all that to get attention these days just because so much has just changed from when 10 years ago, you know, when we yeah. were just in college dating, we weren't wearing makeup like that. Uh-uh. Like, you know, and all this stuff that's out now, it wasn't the same kind of women walking down the street,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. 10 years ago that it is now. And how do you not compete with that mm-hmm. when yes. you don't want to compete in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. tough.
Yeah.
What I will say is mm-hmm. that I think one of the main spaces that I do feel seen is with other women.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been a girl's girl. Yeah. I have always like had lots of female friends,
mm-hmm.
and then that just, you know, like exploded when I joined a sorority, mm-hmm. and still have like a lot of female friends, and I've just always gotten along well with women. And I think that is the reason why I've been able to just be so confident, because I've never had, in my mind, I don't have a lot of issues with other women, you know.
Yeah.
Even if a issue of conflict arises, it gets addressed and it either goes well or it doesn't.
Right.
But not like a bunch of issues with haters. I don't know if I got haters, they quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay quiet. Stay quiet. I don't notice them. And so I think that has helped me just stay afloat, mm-hmm. because it is so hard. Like, just dang, I gotta fight like racial issues and I gotta fight gender issues,
right.
and I'm mm-hmm. tired of fighting, and right. we're always just fighting. But when I have my community, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's real. I can't echo that I feel probably the most seen by women right now. Mm-hmm. Like, just people that just randomly reach out in my mm-hmm. DMs, and they're like, I love this, or mm-hmm. you look so good, and da 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 da, or I loved what you said on the show about blah blah blah. Like, I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, because you don't have people that will just reach out and say that.
Right.
So to have women who, you know, take time and do that, that does make you feel more seen.
Yeah. So we also are talking about with our campaign, like, just the different roles as women that we have our hands in,
mm-hmm.
whether it's like work, or you have a relationship, or you're in a sorority, or you're mm-hmm. doing a side business like us, or, you know, you got to keep up with your family, you got to keep up with your friends, you got nieces and nephews, you got kids, you got all these things,
all the things. Mm-hmm.
All these things. So it's like, how do you make sure that you aren't hidden or mm-hmm. lost in all of those roles?
Mm-hmm.
How do you still make time to prioritize yourself or to even see yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's within the question. I mean, you have to literally still prioritize yourself.
Yeah.
And just like taking time, nurturing that self, mm-hmm. and allowing that self to show up too. Because mm-hmm. especially if you're like a mom or like a caregiver to somebody else, like, you're performing in that role regularly.
Yep.
So when can you go and be away from that,
mm-hmm.
and be just yourself? And so just finding different ways to kind of isolate, mm-hmm. outside of those spaces, so that you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say just making sure that when you are thinking about the things that means the most to you, think about it in a sense of, like, you know, not work or, you know, being a mom or, you know, being a significant other. When it just comes to you, like, what brings you joy that doesn't require you to fulfill mm. any of those responsibilities? Mm-hmm, and just like identifying those and, you know, make sure that you are watering those things, because it's so easy just to feel lost and yeah. feel like, okay, well, I'm all these things for other people, but what am I to me? And I yeah. think that a lot of times women just get so used to being okay with that, because it's like, okay, well, these are things that I have to do. And I think, I feel like more recently, like, I'll tell myself when I feel like, okay, well, I have to do work things, I have to do these things, but it's like, okay, well, I have to prioritize myself just as much as I prioritize those things. And so, like, for example, like with me working out, like, there's a lot of times where I would like second guess myself. I'm like, well, am I going to the gym today? I have A, B, and C to do. But it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, what am I doing for me?
Right.
So just making sure that, you know, you don't feel guilty and you just do those things.
Yeah.
Because if not, like, if you're not taking care of yourself, I mean, you can't take care and, you know, be good in those other roles.
Yeah. If right. nothing else, but you yeah. should feel guilty for not showing up for yourself. I know yeah. I feel that when mm-hmm. I make those excuses or let other things come before mm-hmm. me, whether it's I didn't go to that class, you know, or I didn't cook the meals I wanted to cook,
mm-hmm.
or I didn't go meditate, or I didn't go do whatever that I had planned to do for myself, mm-hmm. and now I let all these other things get right. in the way. Yeah
and it's so important that you tell yourself, okay, well, I'm not gonna compromise mm-hmm. me for anything and anybody. Well, I mean, you might have to a certain extent,
might have to, right, to a certain extent, right.
you know, but don't just time. Let right just yeah. don't like let all those things, just like things that you want, go, like, you know, under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, as we've talked about so much on the podcast before, is like how you treat yourself, it really dictates like how other people are going to treat you, mm-hmm. and what you allow other people to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if you're setting the boundaries of, okay, well, I'm not going to compromise, or I'm not going to, you know, not prioritize myself, or I'm not going to put these things before me, I'm going to do all these things I said I'm gonna do, then it's yeah. like, you know, you're not gonna allow other people to try to come in your life and, you know, do things that you're not okay with, because it's yeah. like, okay, well, I wouldn't be okay with doing that on my own, so I'm not gonna let somebody else do that.
Yeah,
right. I agree. I think in order for, like, self-preservation to be a thing, you definitely have to set your boundaries mm-hmm. with people and with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to push past the guilt
yeah.
that you put on yourself, like you said, when you do set those boundaries. Because for a long time, and I know a lot of people are in this position, we're at this age where we kind of, not necessarily caretakers for our parents, because they aren't that old, but mm-hmm. like, we gotta parent our parents,
yes.
and we gotta parent yes. our kids,
yes.
and then, you know, you kind of get overwhelmed.
You gotta reparent yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
You get overwhelmed because that is a lot, and that is heavy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't have the space to deal with, you know, your parents' issues. They don't have anything to do with you that they've put on themselves,
mm-hmm.
but they need help dealing with that. And then you have a child and they're helpless, like, they completely depend on you,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you can't just not be there for them. Or you got siblings and they got stuff that they got going on,
yeah.
and they put that on you, and that's just hard,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you literally just cannot answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you back.
Right.
I'm not in the space to hear that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you back. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just gotta be real forceful
yeah.
with it, because that will suck you dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you will have nothing left for yourself. Like, literally. I don't got nothing to give to my own issues that I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I've set my life up where I don't have these type of issues mm-hmm. on purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in a space to
take
deal,
it on.
Yes. Yeah. To deal with your issues. Or I have my money set up a certain way. I don't have it to give to you.
Right.
You know, right. because you was irresponsible with your money. Like, and I definitely know in the Black community that is a hard boundary
it's a hard
to set.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard because, of course, we want to take care of our families because we're all that we have, mm-hmm. you know. And then we have that guilt that, you know, when you go up in the world, you got to take your family with mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
And you want to, but you just have to set that boundary, even with friends. Mm-hmm. Friends will put they men issues on you, they all they issues, and you just I just can't
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right now today. I'll be having to text people back when I'm in the space
right,
to text
yeah.
them back because it's yeah. just a lot.
I think it's so important for people to realize, like, you know, when it comes to, you know, your significant other, or when it comes to families and or family and friends, like you can't expect people to be everything to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like when it comes to a friend, like you can't expect this person to, yeah, okay, y'all can have a good relationship and yeah, that person can be there for you, but you can't expect that person to be, you know, somebody you go to talk about work problems, boyfriend problems, all these things. And it's like, I think it's unfair when people do that because it's like, no, I mean, yes, that person is there for you, but it's your responsibility to make sure that you have designated people that you go to because it's unfair to like put all that on one person.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Get a journal. Oh. Start there.
Mm-hmm.
Start there. Mm-hmm. If you still need to talk about it after that, you know, then that's fine. But a lot of the stuff that you are saying to your people and you're dumping on them, mm-hmm.
you need to process along.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You need
because
to.
Because most of the time, like, you don't want to really hear what people got to say about the situation.
You don't. Yes. You don't.
You,
yes. you don't.
You just want to tell somebody
yes.
something.
Facts.
Yes.
So my new question for people when they call and unload on me mm-hmm. is, are you telling me this because you want me to respond? Or are you telling me this because you just want me to listen?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let me establish that now before this goes any
mm-hmm.
further.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you're calling me.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing this with me. I may not have the response you want.
Right.
And I want to be mindful of that. So,
right.
So that's something I've started to practice with people. I had to do that with my mama last week.
And
she's
know,
like, I want you to respond. I was like, oh, okay, girl. Well, I'm about to tell you this is why you're wrong.
Uh-huh. Now, are you in a space to hear?
To hear this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if not, then I'm going to sit here and be quiet because that's all I got to say.
Right.
And that's a hard boundary to
it
say.
It is.
And it's a hard
it's
one
hard.
To practice. Yeah.
It is. And I think people think that I'll be so private because I don't really share. I don't, it's just not in me to really share, but not because I don't want to. That's just,
mm-hmm.
People don't be caring about like my life updates. That's what I think.
That's what
don't look at me like that.
But no, I mean,
about
sometimes,
your life updates.
But no, I know what you mean. It's not because I think that, okay, like this specific person doesn't care, but it's like people don't
just
care.
In general.
Like, yeah,
yes,
just in general.
Yes.
So it's like, it's not like I'm not sharing things on purpose. It's just like sometimes I just think, well, I mean, who wants to know this? Like,
care.
I don't know.
They don't care.
Yeah.
That's literally.
But it's like, yeah.
That's literally how I feel. So then people be, even my, y'all know Nene is my right hand man, okay?
Yes.
And she tells me, you don't be telling me stuff. She said,
because you don't. You don't,
and it don't be. It's not.
I just take it in strides. I'd be like, okay, when did that happen? Well, where did that come from? I think I'm missing something.
Yeah,
and
that's
usually. I think I'm missing something here. Is usually my response
because that's usually how it happens. I don't think people care, and not that they don't care about me, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying little things. But I be caring about what y'all got mm-hmm. going on. This be my juice.
Look.
So, and I do that because, you know, sometimes you do just want to express yourself without people responding
mm-hmm.
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just be because I just journal about it. I don't know. My journal probably tired of me writing the same thing.
Oh, my God. It'd be like, can you go back to page 10, 12, 27? Go back and read those pages, sis, is what it says.
Basically, it does. Like, here we go again. I have, you know, freed myself of the guilt of journaling about things over and over, because sometimes it just takes more than one session for me to process what is happening. Even if it's literally the same thought, I'm gonna have different feelings about it.
Something new will come up.
And I just need to process that. What steps have y'all had to take to feel like you were being noticed?
I would say I've had to like take a step back and really ask myself, like, am I okay with how I'm showing up? And how, like, I kind of looked inward, because it's like, you know, if I'm okay with how I'm showing up and I'm not feeling seen, then I mean, there's only so much I can do with that. And maybe it's not, maybe I just have to move around and put myself in other places, where people are going to acknowledge me more. But I think if there is times where I don't feel as confident, or I feel like, okay, well, I can improve in this area for me to be happy with how things are, then I do that work.
I realized that I just had to be, or, you know, for me, I had to speak up more, and like, and be okay with, you know, it may not end up anywhere, but I said something. You know,
that's a good one.
I said what I needed. And so
I'm right there.
Like, I'm gonna ask for the job. You might tell me no, but I asked. Like, I'm gonna ask for the money. It might not come tomorrow. It might come a year from now, but I asked. Like, so with whatever I need, I've just started to really put it out there and be very unapologetic about it, because I have to speak up for myself. And for me, it's about putting it into the universe. And you heard what I said. You heard what I said I needed and what I wanted. You're going to remember that. You're going to go and repeat it to somebody else. And so you'll go and help me be seen, because you're going to go and you're going to go and share that back too. And so I've started to really see that in action. And so I really have tried to apply that to all the different parts of life.
A really good one. I like that one a lot. I feel like I have, I guess when I think about, okay, yeah, I don't like this, I don't like how I've been showing up in this area, and so I told myself, I feel like I have to speak up for myself, because there've been plenty of situations where I feel like, okay, I didn't, or I was thinking, like, why did this happen? Like, somebody should have did something. That person was me. I should have said something, you know, or I should have done something differently. And it's like, no, I'm going to say what I have to say. And then however the cards fall, that's just be.
Because I think what I realized is, you know, we ask, like, well, why did so-and-so get, you know, or why did this happen for X, Y, and Z? And I just started to see, like, because they asked for it. And a lot of times, especially with Black people, with Black women, like, we don't feel like we're in a place of power where we can go in and be that strong. And when we really need to be, because the people that are getting what we want just the same and having the lives that we want just the same is not because they deserve it more or because they worked harder. It's just because they asked for it.
That's exactly it. I feel like if you don't see me, you don't hear me. You pick one. You're gonna like one more than the other. So yes, I definitely, like Aisha said, I had to speak up. Definitely advocate for myself. And I think feeling, especially career wise, because even with like nursing school, I was the only Black person to graduate in my class. 2013. The only one out of like 100 people. I was the only one. And then when I started my job, my current job, I was at the time the only Black nurse on that unit. That was 2016. So like, that's crazy that that is happening. But I literally had to, like, and then I was working like days and nights, so it was very hard for me to find my place, because I was, you know, not in one position until I went, you know, to days. But I had to be very vocal, and I think feeling like I haven't been seen and feeling like that's forcing me to talk more has made me way more expressive, and I can hide a lot of things, but how I feel is not one of them. I cannot hide how I feel. I have to directly say it, and so, or directly address things, you know. So I think that has made me more bold and learning how to articulate, okay, what is it that I feel? And being, like you said, unapologetic about it, because how you interpret that is your responsibility. Of course, like, words mean things, so I definitely can, you know, convey how I feel in a certain way. But if you take my passion for aggression, or you misinterpret that, that's on you, and that's something
that we can
talk
about that too.
We surely can. We surely can. And I think those spaces,
I've had to talk that shit back
I think those spaces have made me become more confrontational, and not in a negative way. I know they have like a negative, you know, connection or connotation to it, but it has made me, okay, we have to talk about this, because there's some weird energy here, and we need to address why it's weird.
So we can move on.
So definitely we can move on. I don't want to stay in this space, and I don't want to make it more weird. So I will confront it, but we don't have to have a conflict about it just because we're confronting it. But it's definitely made me more bold. How do y'all stay encouraged? Because a lot of these things, like, are not things that will change overnight.
And they're not easy things.
They're not easy things to change. So how do y'all stay, like, encouraged?
I would say, I don't know. I mean, I would say probably just knowing that what I want is out there, and that it's not, like Aisha was saying, that it's not that it's not, it's just I have to put myself out there and figure out, okay, what it is that I need to do for me to be more visible, for me to advocate for myself, or for me to get what I truly want. So, you know, me going, like, yes, it's their responsibility, not necessarily their responsibility to see me, but it's like, okay, if you don't see me, like, I want to make sure that I put myself out there so you're not going to be able to miss me. So,
I think what keeps me encouraged is I just look at any inch of progress as progress. And so, and just keep that in my back pocket. Like, sure, I may not have gotten to this, but look at what we did so far. And so, and I can keep doing that, and every little inch is going to add up. And just keep working to make those small impacts in different places, because they'll just, they'll build up and they'll be bigger.
I think that I stay encouraged by going back to my community. So my career life, my professional life, and my personal life are very separate. And, you know, I have privileged some of my coworkers with opportunity to, you know, see my
personal side
like my social media and stuff, so they kind of see, like, she's a totally different person
than
outside of work.
Same
That they have realized I am totally different, and so I keep those separate, and that's what keeps me sane, because my people see me. So even when I, you know, don't feel like that at work or whatever, I know my girls, they see me, and that replenishes me enough to survive in those spaces where I don't feel that way. Or they uplift me enough that I can carry that with me. It keeps my love tank full enough to go. And I'm like, she right. That she's inspiration was right. You know, that was right. What Aisha said was right. So that keeps me, you know, up on the up and up for sure. My people.
That's a good one.
Okay. Lastly, last question. It's kind of hard. How do y'all want to be seen? I know. I know. I don't even think I know if I have an answer, but how do y'all want to be seen?
This is kind of vague, and I really don't I don't think that it gives a lot of information, but I'll just say it.
I hope you don't say what I'm thinking. Go.
Oh my God. So is so just going off the top of my head. Yeah. I'm sure that there's other ways, but I truly want to be seen how I see myself inside.
How do you see yourself?
So the person that I know like, I want people to see that person, because I feel, I mean, I know the way people see me isn't who I really am. So yeah.
How do you see yourself? More. Yeah.
Who's Jenny on the inside?
So I would say me on the inside, like, I'm very, like, sarcastic. I'm funny. You know, I am, in my head, I'm outgoing. I'm really talkative. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just, like, a real, like, upbeat, happy person. Mm-hmm. And I know that people don't see me as that. So I know it's because, like, I do kind of hold back sometimes, and I don't let that person who I am.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, but mm-hmm. it just, you know, I've talked about it before. I feel like I've had to make myself small. And so by doing that, like, I can't be who I really am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you know I was going to say that?
I knew it. That's why I said it out loud. I was like, Yenny's going to say what I'm thinking of saying.
Well, how do you see yourself?
Oh, you were thinking of saying
yes.
that? Oh, I thought you were saying you thought, like, you knew I was going to say that about me.
We were going to say the same thing. Mm. Here's the thing. So I feel like when people see me, they're like, oh, she's strong. She has her shit together. Mm-hmm. But I really be a mess. And, like, and I'm okay with people seeing that, because mm-hmm. I feel like that makes me more relatable.
Yeah.
And makes me more human, mm-hmm. especially to other women mm-hmm. that feel like, oh, I got to have all my shit together to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, but you really don't.
Yeah.
And, like, and people come and they reach out and they're like, well, how do you do and how do you do? And I'm like, but I'm really a mess. And, like, I really wish that people could see some times how a mess I am, mm-hmm. because I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So that I just be all over the place, and sometimes just going with the flow, that I'm goofy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a sap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and but people only really see that if they just meet me,
mm-hmm.
or if they see me in spaces I'm not used to being in.
Yeah.
And that can make me very vulnerable. Yes. Like, being shy, mm-hmm. and trying to come out of my comfort zone. And so that people, when I say that, they're like, no, you're not.
People say the same mm-hmm. thing to me. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm like, I am. You just don't know me.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you see my persona.
Yeah.
And my persona is very confident,
mm-hmm.
And outspoken, but I'm actually real quiet.
Yes. I agree the same thing about myself, and people don't ever get that, because I'm very expressive with, I'm into fashion and, you know, like, clothes, and so I wear bright colors, and I'm very, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Eclectic.
Yeah. So I'm very, like she said, eclectic and eccentric in that way, so people would never guess mm-hmm. that I'm like that. But I'm like, see, no, here's how you mask it. You hang around the people that you're comfortable with mm-hmm. all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
So that way that nobody really knows.
Yes.
But if you see me out, I'm gonna be very quiet, but I'm mm-hmm. gonna enjoy myself,
right,
you know,
right.
in my bubble, and I have my security mm-hmm. blankets with me, mm-hmm. you know.
That's so funny. Yeah, because, like, the person that I really am, like, I'm a type of person, it's like, I want to talk to everybody. Hey, y'all, like, I really am that person. Like, I really am. But it's like, I feel like, you know, sometimes I am the opposite of that, because I feel mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I guess it feels safe not to have to share that part of me mm-hmm. because I don't know how it will be retrieved by others that already have this assumption of who I am.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it feels like I have to work hard to get the assumption
that
out of their head of who they think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because I was thinking, I was thinking about who am I when I'm in my comfort zone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm real, like, homebody, uh-huh. like, chilling, kicking it, damn near like tomboy-y,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and used to be more outward with that, and then, you know, join us where you hear all this stuff, but then even on top of that, like, people just get used to seeing you in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and so then when you don't show up as that, they're like, everything okay?
That's it.
And
that's
I'm actually like this all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's just I show you what you're used to seeing.
And for me, I feel like it's like the opposite. Like when I show up a certain way, people may question like, I don't know. And then it makes me feel like, well, maybe I can't be myself because I'm going to be questioned, like, am I truly being myself? Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm actually just showing you a different side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree. I just want people to accept that a lot of things can be true about me. Yes. And they may be contradicting. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is okay because I am a human.
Yes.
Right. And so, like, yes, I am chill, but. You know, here's the thing. In my mind, I think I'm like cool, calm, and collected. And I do. I think I'm like chilling on the side of the pillow. And I start to realize people don't see that when they see me. When people talk to me. Meaning to every day you
the
wake
gift,
up and chill.
The gift in my head is that girl.
I do. In my mind, I think I'm just like, shit, like everything is gravy, baby. That's how I feel. I realize people do not see that. Like, literally, Nene said, every day you wake up and you choose chaos.
Nene, that is accurate.
I don't think that.
I endorse this message.
So I want, but at work I am very like chill and calm and stuff because I'm like, you know, we're here for 12 hours. We can do anything for 12 hours. Like, it's fine. So I just want people to see that a lot of things can be right about me at the same time. Yeah. And sometimes I'm not going to be very carefree and, you know, earthy and everything's right in the world. Like, Zen. I'm be mad sometimes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I want people to know that I actually care. I'm a caring person. I care. I don't think that I don't say it enough. Probably not. But are you shaking your head? No. I don't tell people I care about them enough. You can be honest. It's a safe space.
It depends on the person.
Like who?
You want me to drop names? I think it's a person.
I didn't mean names. I didn't mean names, but I mean like friends, family, men.
Friends.
I need to tell my friends that I care about them more.
Yeah.
Okay. Like say it or show it or
both.
Both. Okay. Because I care. It's here. It is here. I be caring.
I know.
Nene made a post that said Tyra plays a lot, but she's really genuine. And that just, I'm like, I'm glad somebody sees it.
I saw that.
Because I swear, I care. It's there. It's in there.
Because when Tyra get in her nonchalantness, I'll be like, ooh.
But it's because it's me. Like, and sometimes, you know, I have realized that everybody is not going to be happy with the moves that I make or the things that I say. And I have to, and honestly, deep down inside, I used to be a people pleaser. You would never know that because I go against the grain all the time. But inside, it would affect me so much because I don't want to upset people. And I'm going to do things that people are not going to agree with. But I'm not doing it because I want to upset you or I want you to feel bad or I want to piss you off. I want to make you uneasy. But I have accepted that, okay, if this the road you choose, everybody is not going to be okay with that. You just have to be honest and just accept that people are not going to be okay. So by the time I say something, I've already accepted that people are not going to be okay. And that's okay. So I will be less nonchalant. I am who I am, but I will show that I care. I will be less abrasive about it.
Okay.
That's a good. Okay. See, this is why we here. Sister Circle.
Sister Circle.
Yeah, she is showing me how I should be seen. And, you know, she just telling me. And that's
because, look, we about to have a whole session. We're going to have to do this offline.
No.
Because I feel like it's related to another part of what you said. I don't think people be caring. And it's like, no, but I do.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree.
Right.
I want you to still feel like you can come and tell me things.
Yeah.
And you can always share your life with me.
Right.
Regardless of how I feel about it.
Right.
how I feel about it don't mean shit. It's right. your mm-hmm. life.
Right, right, right.
You know, and know that I mean that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
do care about mm-hmm. what's going on with you and oh. want to stay connected oh. in your life. So oh, don't want no. you to ever feel like you can't share with me.
I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I just want you to know. Okay. Don't take it personal.
I know.
Don't I'm you so love? Cute. Wasn't that so cute? You're so
Shut up, Papa.
No, it was. Papa is sarcastic.
Papa is sarcastic.
She is so
I wish y'all could see her face when she be saying this stuff sometimes.
I'm being serious. It really was precious.
Thanks, Papa.
No, I mean, and I'm being serious because I feel like I need to take and use that advice that, you know, people care and they want to know. And I just have to get over that thought of like, oh, yeah. It's just random, so I'm just not gonna say nothing.
Yes, mm-hmm. I need to get over that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. What a great episode, guys.
Yes.
It was good. It's a mini.
Yes.
I mean,
so like we're yes. done.
We're done. We're done.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. With a full episode. But I figured we should just we're gonna dig deep.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with our campaign and what we are talking about. So please keep you know, following our social handles at @shenanigans_pod. We are on Twitter and Instagram. Follow @ Strength of She as well, because yes. we're dropping a lot of things there. Keep, you know, following our images, reposting our images. We post a lot of things on our stories. Let us know, you know, if you can relate to not feeling seen. And we have a lot of males that listen as well. And I'm sure y'all have, you know, spaces where y'all feel like y'all aren't being seen as well. And so, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people can take away from the stuff that we are putting out. So as much as we share with y'all, we want y'all to share with us. Let us know, right. you know, how you like to take up space. Maybe you have some tips
mm-hmm.
that other people can relate to, how you want to stay encouraged. So follow that. We are, well, by the time you hear this, the part two of our first
will be underway.
We'll have dropped. So, you know, just again, keep sharing those images and all the things that we post, and be on strengthofshe.com to read our blogs about how we feel, because, you know, maybe you'll relate to what we write more than, you know, what we say.
Yeah.
You know,
and just in case you missed it, so hopefully it's come out by now, but we are being featured on What the Pod with Treacy Treese. And
yes!
So be sure to share that on all of our platforms. We're yes. also on strengthofshe.com. So if you missed that, you want to check out a fun interview. I mean, it was fun, mm-hmm. like fun interview. So definitely yeah. check it out, look for it, and make sure you support and share that too.
Yes. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
I think. Jenny, do you have a she-spiration?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
That I can leave them with. So as you all are, you know, walking your walk to be seen, just remember that you should never have to adapt to the energy in the room. You should just always choose to, well, not choose, but you can always influence the energy mm-hmm. in the room.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yes. So, you know, influence your energy, show up, be seen, take up space, advocate for yourself. Don't dim your light for people to make them feel comfortable.
Yes. You know?
They can't make you feel inferior without your consent. So
thanks.
These is all like facts. And lastly, make sure you shop with us. Make sure you
yes.
hit up Shop of She. shop.strengthofshe.com because we do have merch.
Some new merch.
Yes, we
related
do.
To our campaign.
Yes.
So make sure you get on there and get some stuff.
Get that I am not invisible tea. And some cool mugs just rolled out too. So
yes, yes, yes. So we will be dropping by, and we will be seeing y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.